Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
A mystery to the Aces, where Jane's brother Johnny goes every night. Since he went to work incognito in his wealthy father-in-law's department store, he discovered some employees planning to steal a lot of fur. He joined them to learn more details. No one knows about it but a detective to whom Johnny went with the story. This episode is in alternate scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the detective's office. But first to the Aces, where we hear Jane and Mr. Ace. Listen.
I don't know what to think about the guy. It took years to get him to get a job, and what trouble we had making him go to work. And now that he finally goes to work, he turns out to be more trouble than ever. Most people, everyone I know at least, can get a job where they work from 8 or 9 in the morning to 5 or 6 in the evening. But he has to go back to work night. And where does he go? Who knows what he's doing? He's just a born troublemaker. He's no good.
Please, dear, after all, he is my brother.
I wouldn't say that so loud if I were you. The neighbors might hear you.
Oh, after all, he is my... What do you mean not say it so loud? I'm not ashamed.
Well, all right, if you're proud of it, Jane.
Well, sure I'm proud of it. How many sisters are there who got brothers married to Alice Everett? The richest and the most attractive...
I know all about it, Jane.
You're always saying he's no good. Why, he's as good as anybody, even you.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Oh, yeah? Well, he did one thing you couldn't do.
What's that?
Oh, don't laugh. He certainly married much better than you did.
Well, my selection suits me.
Well, all I can say is you're easily satisfied.
What?
Why, some fellows would give anything to marry a girl like Alice. They want the best they can get, but you say you're satisfied. Anybody can marry just anybody, but to marry a girl like Alice...
I didn't marry just anybody.
Well, she certainly isn't any Alice Everett.
Hey, do you know who you're talking about?
I'm talking about you.
And you're talking about yourself, too.
What? Oh, you get me so mad, I don't know what I'm saying.
I resent your talking about my marriage that way.
Well, that's the way I feel about Johnny, too. I hate to get sarcastic, dear, but if you ask me, when you talk like that, it sounds like sour cream to me.
Sour cream, the whole thing, Johnny and his job, all sounds kind of cheesy to me.
Oh, well, it's better than nothing. Oh, did you hear that, dear? You said cheesy and I said better than...
Please, Jane, let's not...
Oh, well, don't be such an old grouch. After all, if anybody should be grouchy and worried, it should be me. After all, he's my brother.
Not so loud. The neighbors might hear you.
Oh, no, you're not going to catch me on that again. Oh, stop laughing.
Well, it's the first laugh I've had out of the whole mess.
Well, I hate to get sarcastic, dear, but please don't speak to me.
Well, I'll try not to, but thanks. Well, there's Marge, probably. You could speak to her.
That's not Marge. She's out with Neil.
Well, who is it, then?
Just a minute. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Hello, Jane.
Alice, well, I didn't expect you to come over.
I want to speak to you.
All right.
Hello, Alice.
Hello.
What's up?
I'd rather speak to Jane alone if you...
Oh, well, what...
Can I speak to you alone, Jane?
Well, you're alone.
No, I mean...
I think I get what you mean, Alice. Don't mind me. I can always go to my room.
Oh, please don't get up. Jane and I can go somewhere.
No, not at all. It's no trouble for me. Only, I admit, I'd like to know what's going on. I imagine it's about Johnny.
What else could it be?
Naturally. And you don't think I ought to be let in on this little family?
No, I don't.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it. Only I warn you, you won't get much help from Jane.
What is it, Alice? Anything happen?
I'll tell you in just a moment.
Oh, I get it. Well, dear, goodbye.
Goodbye. Write me, will you? I was peacefully sitting here in my favorite chair, minding my own
business. Oh, we'll go somewhere and talk if that's what you want.
No, never mind. I'm a man that's used to my inconveniences. After all, you know, I only live here.
I hated to do that, Jane, but I've got to talk to you, and quickly.
Quickly? Why? Is something
wrong? I've got to talk fast, and we've got to act fast.
All right, I'll listen fast. Go ahead.
Remember the other night when we trailed Johnny in the taxi he was going back to work in?
Do I? I'll never forget the way that policeman made us lose
track. Oh, it doesn't matter, Jane. I found out where that taxi took Johnny.
You did? How?
It was very simple. I thought of it the minute I got home. I called the taxi company and asked them to send the cab with that license number out to the house. I had remembered the number we had been following.
Alice, why, you clever...
Oh, I was desperate. I took that long chance, and it worked. I know now where he's been going.
Where?
To the warehouse.
Where?
To the stored warehouse. There's something going on down there, and Johnny's going to get into trouble.
Trouble? How do you know?
Oh, I just feel it. Besides, well, something very strange happened this evening just before dinner was over.
Why?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but Johnny got a phone call, and he excused himself from the table and went up to his room to answer it. Went up to his room, mind you, when there's a phone that can be connected right at the table. The butler wanted to connect it. Why, he even started to. But Johnny got up quickly and said, never mind, I'll take it in my room.
Yeah?
Well, there I sat. I know I shouldn't have done this. You know how tormented I've been ever since this strange thing began.
Yeah?
Well, I listened in.
Alice!
Oh, I know, Jane. I know it was hard of me.
You listened in to a private conversation? Your husband was what was he saying?
Well, first I couldn't make heads or tails of what was going on, but pretty soon began to get clear to me. I started piecing things together.
I don't think you should have called me at home, Mr. Carter.
This is very important, young man. You say tonight's the night they're going to make the haul from the warehouse?
Yes, but you didn't have to call me at home. It looked kind of suspicious to my wife when I had to leave the room to talk to you.
Didn't ask you anything after you came back from the phone, did she?
Oh, yes, she asked me who it was. I stalled her off.
How? What did you say?
Oh, just told her it was some mutual friend of ours.
She believed you?
Oh, sure, I know how to handle her. Women are the easiest thing.
That's good, because I don't want anything to go wrong with the plans tonight.
Plans? What plans?
That's why I called you to come over. I didn't want to talk too much on the telephone, and you shouldn't have kept asking me so many times.
I got a little excited, I guess.
Doesn't pay to get excited in this business.
Okay, Chief. Now, what are the plans?
Well, I wanted to run over these notes with you to make sure there won't be a slip-up tonight when we break in on these gentlemen in the middle of that big getaway.
Break in on them?
Sure. You don't think we're going to wait till they get away with all those furs, do you?
Well, no, but I didn't think so soon.
Now, here's what we're going to do. You say they're not going to start hauling the stuff until about 11 o'clock.
That's right. 1 hour before midnight.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not back there working tonight. Everything's packed in boxes. And I'm supposed to show up at 11 and help them with the trucking. They've got to clear out before the night watchman gets there.
I see. And he gets there, at 12.
That's right.
I want to get them with the goods. You've got to get there right on the dot. Just as they told you, at 11. Understand?
Yeah, but what happens to me when you crash in on them?
Don't worry about that, Mr. Sherwood. We'll take care of you. They won't even know you're implicated in setting this trap for them. We'll treat you like one of them.
What time are you going to get there?
At exactly 11:15. My men will surround the place, and a few of them will break in with me.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It won't be if there's no upset. And it's up to you to try to make things look like any other night at the warehouse. Get me?
Oh, sure, I can do that. Don't worry about me.
Because if they suspect anything at all, this whole plan will be shot to pieces.
Sure, I understand. And nobody wants to get it over with any faster than I do. Oh, it's been awful for me to have to keep this from my wife. She's been terribly worried. I don't know what she thinks I'm up to.
Well, you'll be able to clear it all up all right after midnight sometime. Now, one thing more. How many of that mob will be there tonight?
Well, that's what I haven't been able to find out. I told you about the two that are there every night. This kid, Buddy Yearling, and this old guy, Tom Heinzer. He's the brains of the outfit. I tried to find out the other night how many more will show up tonight, but old Tom's kind of cagey.
Well, we'll have to take our chances. There can't be too many. Not if they don't want to attract too much attention. I don't believe they want it.
Oh, I guess they don't.
Now, let me see. It's 9 o'clock. What do you do now between now and the time you report there?
Well, I'm going home.
That's good. Don't leave the house until just before you have to get there.
Yes, sir.
And your wife asks questions when you want to leave about 10:30 or so?
Oh, no. She went over to visit my sister. She won't know anything about this.
That's the stuff. As long as this is kept undercover, we're sure to make our catch.
Oh, sure. Nobody knows about it. There won't be any slip-ups.
But I still don't understand about this man, Mr. Carter.
I don't understand all about him either. But I do understand that Johnny's going to get himself in some kind of trouble tonight, and we've got to help him get out of it.
Well, how?
We're going to that warehouse.
We? When?
Right now. We've got to get there ahead of Johnny and try to save him.
I don't understand. What do you mean, save him?
Oh, Jane, this is no time to ask questions. Besides, I don't know the answer to them. I don't know what it is exactly that Johnny's up to. All I heard, I told you. This Carter person said tonight's the night, and Johnny said he understood. something going on down there, and it means trouble. My woman's intuition tells me that.
It does?
Yes. Now, won't you come with me, Jane?
Oh, sure, I'll come, but I don't know what we're going to do. I have to think about it first and decide what we'll do when we find Johnny there. Shall we make him come home?
We won't find him there. He won't be there till 11 o'clock. I heard him tell Carter that.
Oh, then who will be there?
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to find or what Johnny's getting himself into. All I know is I want to save him.
Well, maybe we better ask Miss Rafe what we
do. Oh, no, no, Jane. I don't want anybody to know about this, but we do. If we do save Johnny from something horrible, I don't want it spread around town.
But how can I go without telling Miss Rafe?
Oh, tell him you're coming over to the house with me.
Well, all right. I sort of hate to tell him something that
I'm... have to, Jane. We've got to hurry. It's after 9, and it's a long drive. I have my car here.
All right, but I'll have to call him and tell him that I'm going...
I think I've stayed away long enough. If you two haven't finished talking yet...
I was just going to call you, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry I inconvenienced you, but I just had to talk to him.
Oh, that's quite all right. Now, can I be let in on this little secret, whatever it is?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but it's something that just Jane and
Oh, dear, I'm going.
Going where?
To the house.
Warehouse?
Warehouse? Who said anything about a warehouse? Honestly, dear, sometimes you... Come on, Alice, let's go.
And away Jane and Alice go to spoil the plan that Mr. Carter and Johnny have so carefully laid. But do they spoil it? We pick them up on the way over when next we meet the Easy Aces.